Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Thursday. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Great to have you here on 1320 WILS. 88 right now, so just as hot as it was yesterday. Tonight, we'll hear from Congressman Tim Walberg, get his thoughts on the attack on members of Congress at a charity baseball game practice yesterday. Also, while we're all focused on that story and President Trump, of course, the Senate is closing in on a health care bill. Many Democrats, certainly even some Republicans, are saying they feel that there's a lack of transparency in the process. We'll find out why. Let's begin, though, with the assertion by some, like Michigan Congressman Jack Bergman, that the media, as Bergman says, was, quote, complicit in yesterday's attack. Are they somehow feeding into the craziness? Cliff Kincaid is with us, director of the Accuracy and Media Center for Investigative Journalism, AIM.org. Cliff, great to have you on WILS.
Good to be back with you, Michael.
Yeah, always great to hear from you. Well, do you believe the media is complicit in the attack?
Well, let's look at his Facebook posts. Let's look at this guy's own writings. He was an obsessive, compulsive watcher of the Rachel Maddow show on MSNBC. She's been obsessed with Russia and Trump. And this guy, Hodgkinson, wrote that Trump was a traitor, the other Republicans are traitors, and they had to be terminated. I mean, it seems pretty clear-cut to me.
Now, I mean, how much of that is the actual reporting versus how he interpreted in his own head?
Well, I'm just looking at what he wrote. I mean, this idea that at this point the FBI is still looking for a motive. Well, why did he do it? Oh, my gosh. We really got to investigate. We got to put out all these flyers and gather information. We know why he did it. He was a Marxist Bernie Sanders supporter who watched Rachel Maddow and got inspired to kill Republicans.
Actually, Bernie's wife, Jane Sanders, she was talking to Wolf Blitzer on CNN, and she went after the media. She said, quote, the media characterizes every conversation as an adversarial one. Your job, the media's job, I think, is to illuminate the facts, not fan the flames. Well, what do you make of her even going after the media?
No, she's trying to pin the blame somewhere else. It's her husband who ran for office as a Marxist who kept going after the rich. The rich are to blame for all of our problems. Mm-hmm. And Trump's a bigot and all that. I mean, he was part of it. Look, people have to understand what motivated this guy. He was motivated by a Marxist ideology of hate. We have pictures of him marching against the rich. You know, he liked Rachel Maddow. He likes the Southern Poverty Law Center. Ironically enough, a group that our media go to for information about extremists. I mean, this guy's got a track record. We don't need some big FBI investigation. It's out there for all of us to see.
Cliff Kincaid with us here on 1320 WILS. So, Cliff, what does that mean for the media? Do you expect them to change anything at this point?
No. They hate Trump. They hate Trump supporters. They're going to continue with this phony Russiagate investigation.
It seems like they've taken a slightly different tone today, though, right?
No, they're just changing the subject somewhat. Now they're saying, well, it's not really a collusion. Now we got to go after obstruction of justice. And then, you know, and if they get rid of Trump, then it's going to be, what did Mike Pence know and when did he know it? I mean, they never stop. They want a civil war.
Right. Well, I mean, we've had so many other political acts of violence. We had the attempted assassination attempt on President Reagan and others. Would you blame the media in those cases also somehow? Or?
No. I mean, look, some of these cases, like Hinckley, who shot Reagan, he was just a nut. He was a lunatic. This guy, Hodgkinson, he's what Trump would call, when he refers to the Islamists, a loser. He apparently had some economic problems, lost a job, had some personal problems, and he blames the rich for all of that. And, of course, Trump and the Republicans are supposed to be the party of the rich. So they get blamed, and then he goes out and he tries to shoot him in a mass murder.
Hmm. You think we have a lot more guys like him out there then?
Yeah, look, I mean, look at all the people on this Facebook group called Terminate the Republicans. I mean, yeah, oh, well, they don't really mean to kill them, do they? No. Well, you know, if the FBI wants to figure out a motive here, they better look at his internet groups. They better watch Rachel Maddow, because this is what's inspiring and motivating these killers.
Although, for Rachel Maddow, I mean, the ratings have been skyrocketing, right? She's essentially the number one show in cable news now.
And that's not reassuring, is it?
Yeah. So do you think, does that just drive them to keep on doing what they're doing?
Oh,
is it just about
ratings? Yeah, you know, higher ratings, drive them into a lather, get them all upset, get them to go after Trump. I mean, I was at one of these so-called rallies in Washington. Who knows? This guy Hodgkinson may have been there, called a March for Truth. And that, you know, they want, Trump's a Russian agent and he has to be impeached. He's guilty of treason. Well, this is the kind of rhetoric that motivates a guy to kill.
So in terms of the media's role, what reigns the media in at this point? Is there anything that could change the way they report
nothing, news? There's nothing that's going to rein them in. I mean, all we can do at AIM.org is do commentaries on this and try to appeal for some reason. You know, I go after people on the right and left. I did a column yesterday about this lunatic Alex Jones, who's going to be on Megyn Kelly's show on Sunday night.
Yeah.
She should have never put him on.
Yeah, she's even lost some advertisers, apparently, because of the interview. What's your problem with Alex Jones?
He's a lunatic. I mean, he's one of these inside job 9/11 conspiracy guys. He thinks not only was Sandy Hook a hoax, but the Marathon bombing was a hoax. He thinks the intelligence agencies are behind almost everything that happens in the United States. What gets me about Megyn Kelly is she's promoting the show by saying Alex Jones is a conservative. He's not.
Why would she bring him on, you think?
Same thing Rachel Maddow does with Russia. Ratings, 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 big bucks. I mean, Megyn Kelly isn't being paid $15 million a year not to make millions more for NBC News.
Right. Those that say, look, this is what's up for the audience to really make their own decisions. I mean, you can present the interviews and the subjects, and the audience is smart enough to discern if the guy's crazy or not. Do you think that's acceptable?
Well, yeah, look, I don't advise people to watch it. I don't watch most of these shows myself, except for the fact that I'm a media analyst and it's my job. So I got to watch this stuff and comment on it. But I don't suggest that in a general way.
A guy like Alex Jones, though, he does garner a fairly big audience, right?
Who?
Alex Jones. He does get a relatively big audience.
There's a lot of people out there who like him because he offers easy solutions and scapegoats. And then, you know, people who don't want to think tune into a guy like that.
So ultimately, if we see further attacks, politically based attacks, would you say, I mean, is it still all about the media? Is that what's driving it? Or is there a point where, you know, they're not
really
to blame?
Well, there are organized groups behind this. I mean, obviously, this is if we had a decent FBI, they could investigate that. What kind of network did this guy Hodgkinson have? What about these Terminate the Republicans Facebook group? How many more? I mean, I think they ought to be infiltrated. Let's find out if there's some more violence-prone people in there.
On the right side, on the conservative side of things, do you think there's an equal kind of agitation there, too, or...?
Well, there's some. I mean, look, people can be motivated by all kinds of things. It's just in the Hodgkinson case, we've got just not somebody saying, well, he watched Rachel Maddow. No, we've got a track record, a big long line of his Facebook posts, his likes, what he told people, Bernie signs in his yard. I mean, it's overwhelming. I mean, we don't need the FBI to find out what the motive was.
So, but those that say when it comes to conservative media, they were just as aggressive in going after Barack Obama as we see Main Street going after
President.
I just
don't see it. You know, you'll always find some nuts out there somewhere who are saying something. But this, when you got somebody like a Hodgkinson who was working for a presidential candidate and who's openly advertising this stuff on Facebook saying this guy Trump's guilty of treason, we got to take these people out. You know, where was the Secret Service? Where was the FBI before now?
Good question. Cliff Kincaid, director of the Accuracy and Media Center for Investigative Journalism. It's AIM.org. aim.org. Cliff Kincaid right here on WILS. Thank you very much, Cliff.
Good to be with you, yep. Michael.
Enjoy it.